All right. In today's episode, I am meeting up with Vahil Vigil. She has become one of my favorite businesswomen to collaborate with. She brings so much value in how she's showing up in her life and in her work. One of the things that I have definitely learned is that deepening your relationship with other businesswomen doing their thing can not only elevate us and inspire us, but it also can help us sustain our energy to go the distance. Let's be real. Working for ourselves, having the dreams within ourselves, and not being able to share that journey with someone who totally gets you and totally understands all the ins and outs, all the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys is what I like to call them. Not doing that without someone that gets that can be a very lonely journey. And this is why we hire coaches. This is why we join group programs so we can elevate and grow and move to the next level. And Vahil just proves that to me in this conversation. We talk about that. And what I love about Vahil is that her and I share this very connected, similar mission, and yet we do it in such a beautiful and different way. And so I want you to listen to this episode, and I want you to hear all of the wonderful things that she's doing. And I want you to start asking yourself, what is my next step? How can I become that highest version of me? How can I show up and shine like that lighthouse that I know I am, that I know is already in me? So that is my invitation to you. You are going to love Vahil and all the magic that she brings. Plus, we are talking about a beautiful collaboration that we are doing that is actually, if you're listening to this in March of 2023 or before that, you're going to want to listen through the whole thing because you're going to want to hear about what we are up to so you can come and join us live. That's right. There is an invitation to come and join us live in this episode. So listen on in, and I hope you get great takeaway from my dear friend, Vahil Vigil. Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change makers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast.
All right. Hello, Vahil. Welcome, welcome to the Wild Soul Academy podcast. So excited to have you here today.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. So we're just going to jump on in. Like, I feel like we have been trying to connect for a while now, and I have been so excited to talk about what you're up to and a future collaboration that we're working on. And there's just so much goodness. Oh my gosh, I'm bubbling over. Before we jump into that, everyone needs to know a little bit more about you. And one of the things I really love to ask my guest is kind of how you became this leader, this entrepreneur extraordinaire. Like, how did you fall into this work?
Sure. There wasn't really another way. Through all of the work that I was doing in higher education and in a corporate environment and in nonprofit environments, I always gravitated toward a leadership role. And then when I decided to branch out and to open the Empowerment Empire and Therapeutic Empowerment, it came so naturally. I don't feel like there's anything else that I could do. This is just who I am as a person, I believe.
Yeah. Have you done that thing where you think, okay, well, what if I go and try to do this in corporate America? And then you just kind of see that there's just too much of a disconnect. Like that role of the entrepreneur, it's such a unique one. It's such a creative one, right? It's such a beautiful outlet.
It is. When I have tried to, so I do a lot of project management, a lot of program development, and I do that for entrepreneurs. It's just not as fun and interesting when you're doing it in a corporate environment. Yes, I was good at it. Yes, I enjoyed doing it, but it just wasn't as interesting. It didn't have that creativity weaves in it that I get to have when I'm working with entrepreneurs. As a creative person myself, I mean, I was a photographer for a number of years. I'm a painter. You know, I paint on canvases. I create, you know, a lot of Native American artwork. So I have to have that constant creative outlet. And when we're working with entrepreneurs and with people who are wanting to make their dreams a reality by, you know, business ownership or by being, you know, creating these large scale events or working on a big project that's really going to affect their lives, that's where it inspires me. That's where it gets really exciting and really fun and something that I just want to really sink my whole heart into.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. It's that aliveness that comes through us when we're able to show up and do that work with others and be that sounding board to help them navigate. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I love it.
Ideas just come to you, you know, when someone comes to you and they're talking about, I want to create this program or I need to level up my business and I want to start branching out more. Like, how can I do that? I just have this way of helping someone really dissect their business so that we can look at what needs to be developed more. What is the next step? The next steps just kind of naturally come to mind.
Yeah, it's kind of an intuitive thing. Like you just see it, you see the big picture, which is so hard to do in our own business sometimes to just, because we get so in the weeds, we're so micro-focused that if we don't have that extra set of eyes and that extra intuitive sense to help us, you know, we can't see the big picture because we're so caught up. Kind of joke around that I feel like I'm an executive assistant as one of my roles in my business because I'm always doing the things and I could go day on, you know, upon day doing the things and forget about the big picture, just get caught up on the copywriting or whatever it is.
Right.
So,
Yeah. I would say even as entrepreneurs, we ourselves need our own business coaches and our own mentors and our own guides so that we can have someone, you know, sort of lift us out of our business so that we can do those imperative CEO days. We could do those programs that are really helping us to focus on looking at the business while, you know, while not working within it, but really take a step back and look at the bigger picture of what's going on in your organization.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that kind of stuff. Okay. I'm like you. I get all excited about that kind of thing. I love CEO days, you know, like they are one of my favorites. You know, I'm going to ask you this fun thought, like hearing all the things that you do, I always look at myself as like, oh, I have all of these roles and I have all of these skills that really just make me who I am, but I kind of can label them. So like how many, you know, job roles do you really have? You said project manager. I totally heard that. What else?
There are, you know, four pillars to the empowerment empire. So there are the events that all focus around women's empowerment, business and professional development. And then we have our publications. So we just launched in August of 2022, the Boss Latinas anthology with 31 authors. Then we have our quarterly women's empowerment business publication, which is Magistra Magazine. Magistra is Latin for woman teacher. So Magistra Magazine is our quarterly publication. It's a beautiful, elegantly designed, it's a very feminine publication. It's a heavy coffee table style book. So it's a beautiful printed magazine that you would want to put on your coffee table. It's intended to be a beautiful publication. And then I do women's empowerment business coaching and professional development coaching for women. I do a lot of work with women, whether they're trying to increase their level of professionalism in their job to be able to get a better position, or they're building a business. So they need to understand the functions of how to run an organization. Now we have the Ladies of Justice Empowerment Empire, which is all focused around legal services for your business so that we can kind of provide this full scale program. Our true belief is that if we can really empower women with knowledge and education to be able to enhance their professionalism or to help them grow a business, our goal is to then see that help to decline the rates of abuse for women and children. And that, you know, that's right out of my own story, you know, by empowering women with knowledge, with opportunity, with education and with insights, then we can, you know, help women to remove themselves from domestic violence situations, for example, because, you know, when you're in it, you don't really see the out. And, you know, all what so many of us who have experienced domestic violence go through is that feeling trapped, not having a sense of financial security because that may have been taken away from us. And so it's really, you know, building someone back up, which is why we also do a lot of trauma-informed coaching. We understand that if we need to pause during, you know, coaching moments or educational programs, it's for a particular reason. It's for a very good reason that we need to, you know, slow down and really address, you know, the elephant in the room sometimes, which is sometimes, you know, our clients are having an anxiety attack because the pressure of learning something new and completely changing their life is a lot to deal with. I work with women who have PTSD from military experiences. And so we need to have those sort of thoughts in the background of when we're working with someone, because we have to approach working with that individual a little bit differently than if a woman hadn't experienced trauma. So the goal of the Empowerment Empire is to uplift women with resources, with education, with insights, and with connectivity, with connecting them with the resources and with other women that could really help to serve them.
Yeah, no, I love it. I was going to ask you about your why, and I really hear it threaded in everything you've just shared. And so interesting. I always say our wisdom into our wealth and to our freedom too, to be able to offer work like this from your own experiences. So seeing that need and filling that need is what you've done. And in such a beautiful way. Love that you're helping even with the structure of an organization, maybe becoming that LLC, really stepping up and elevating yourself and taking yourself seriously. These are things that you're supporting women to do, which is just amazing. I absolutely love this vision.
Yeah, thank you. During the pandemic, so many women needed to find that quote unquote side hustle. And many, you know, because our children couldn't go to school and they couldn't go to daycare. So thus we might not have been able to go to work, or our jobs were, you know, not allowing us to go to work. So we still had to earn income. We still had to be able to feed our families and to pay to keep the lights on in our homes. And so many women found that, you know, starting a business was the way through that. Women are now seeing, okay, I'm actually making money doing this. Now, how can I formulate my organization so I can actually treat it like an organization, treat it like a full business entity, and then really grow and really see, you know, income coming in from this work that I love to do?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I want to just add to that, because whenever you bring on a new team member, whenever you say, okay, I'm going to create this agreement for this contract I have with someone, whenever you're taking those steps, it's not just the physical act of it, it's the emotional and mental response of it. And we're upgrading, right? We're taking things to the next level, and it can be such a painful experience. And like, I love how you talked earlier about creating that pause when the pause needs to happen, because there's processing that needs to happen versus step one, step two, step three. It's like, no. Step one happens and there's a ripple effect with step one sometimes. Like, oh my gosh, am I really going to do this? Am I really going to put myself in the public eye or whatever that is? But once we do the side hustle like you're talking about, or we have an idea and we kind of test the market, like, is this something people want? And we find out that yes, because your unique voice, it doesn't matter if it's being done a million times over, there are people who need to hear it from you. And we have to trust that if you have that call in you, that you're meant to do it. So just try. Yes. But really holding the container for them to do that in a safe way, I feel like is so important and so beautiful and so aligned with where we are in the world right now. We have so many women saying, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur, or I want to do this side hustle. But we have all of these feminine wounds that we still are working through because we're used to playing small. We forget that 100 years ago, we couldn't even have a business, you know, like right. We forget that we haven't been here long. And so there's things that we need to do. There's healing that needs to happen here, which we probably shouldn't go down the rabbit hole, but it's a thing. And we need leaders like you to help support women through it.
Thank you. It is a great honor, and it's a great responsibility that I take very seriously. It's when I followed my calling, I garnered all of this insight and information and education because I worked in a corporate environment, because I worked in higher education. I was working on, you know, building programs and building plans out for, you know, enterprise-wide organizations, massive numbers of people, billions of dollars going into these organizations. And that is where I received all of my learning and all of my education. And I thought to myself, you know, if I can do that for a massive organization, what can I do for a single woman?
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing, you know, the company began with therapeutic empowerment, because through my own therapeutic journey of working with coaches, of working with therapists, of doing a lot of self-care, of going on retreats, learning different types of meditation for myself, calming the craziness in my brain so that I could be effective again. That was when I realized that being a women's empowerment business coach, that is naturally who I groomed myself to become, you know, with my, you know, military experience, bringing, you know, going into an environment where I was surrounded by a hugely diverse population in a small space. I was on a ship in the middle of the ocean. So it's like, you know, 600-700 people who are very, very diverse coming together to, you know, achieve this mission. Then working in, you know, nonprofits and corporate environments, you have such a large number of diverse people, though fairly less diverse, you know, than you actually would find in the military. You know, corporate environment was, you know, very standard, you know, Caucasian males were always in leadership. Typically women were in support roles. And so when I got into higher education, I saw less of that, which was really encouraging. I mean, I worked at UC Berkeley for a while. And so there was a huge, you know, leadership of women at UC Berkeley. The president of the entire University of California was also a woman at the time. And so there was a lot of women leadership that I was able to really absorb from and to be able to then, you know, translate that into my work by empowering individual women. It seemed like that's when I found my calling. And that's when I realized that I was groomed for this role. And I am so grateful that I get to do this.
Yes. And then I love that you noted those mentors along the way, the ones that showed you it can be done.
Yeah.
And now here you are doing that for others. And the way I see it is you were called to do a job and you showed up and said, okay, what do I need to do? Here exactly. I am.
Exactly. I heard it from another coach. What she had said was, you know, you wouldn't have these thoughts put in your brain if you weren't destined to follow them. You wouldn't have 100%. This idea of wanting to create a business or write a book or get on stage and speak about, you know, domestic violence against women for, you know, if you weren't supposed to do that. And I truly believe that if we didn't formulate these ideas in our brain, you know, then we wouldn't be going down this path. But the fact is that we did formulate these ideas in our brain, and our influences along the way and our life experiences along the way led us down this path. And you know, it's only natural to want to follow it. And I think when we do follow it, when we go with our guts, and, you know, we really utilize that intuition that we have, you know, that is where we see the greatest joy in life, in doing the things that you were truly meant to do, I think.
Yes. Ah, okay. I love this. I love it. It's so good. So good. And so important to hear. And I know that our listeners are being inspired to hear a story like yours. You can grow a complete organization. I mean, she has four pillars to her business. She has worked hard to get there, but it starts with that one moment where you go, oh, I'm supposed to show up here. Let me just see where it takes me. One of the things, and you already mentioned it a little bit, but one of the reasons I invited you on the show was so we could talk about our collaboration a little bit as well. Because you and I both are in that mindset of collaborating and working together is actually better. And I feel like we go further when we're together. We're not meant to do business alone, for goodness sakes. Right. So sometimes we think we're supposed to, but we're not. And so we're not doing business alone. We are walking our talk. Exactly. And we are collaborating. Will you share a little bit about your empowerment luncheon a little bit more, even though you touched on it, and then also let everyone know when it's happening, because maybe we'll have some of our listeners join us.
Yes, I'm so excited for it. So our mantra to Empowerment Empire is through collective collaboration, we all rise. And it is something I believe so wholeheartedly in. It's how the organization began. It's how I found my own journey as a coach, is through the collaboration of working with other women and other leaders. Quarterly Business Women of Diversity Power Luncheons began because I wanted to learn how to start a business and run it. And so I invited successful women, and it began in Northern California in the Sacramento region at what used to be the first location of the Maker's Place. Bless Leslie Bosserman. I will always love her and admire her for life. She welcomed me into the Maker's Place, and that's where we had our first power luncheon, was right down in Sacramento. It was a gathering of women leaders from an area that I thought were inspirational. So I thought, well, I can cook. So let me cook, and I will create a fantastic luncheon or brunch, because we were doing business brunches and then we went to power luncheons, and I would provide them with a stage. So, 5 years later now, I've decided to allow someone else to do the cooking. I feel confident and comfortable enough to be one of those leaders on the stage. So what I have asked you to do, for the March 9th, everybody write this down, put it in your calendar, save the date.
Yes. March
9th, 2023. We are doing a spring power luncheon in Sacramento. So very excited about that. So we are bringing together leaders, Joey Kaya, Sonia Hassey, Stephanie Mears, Christelle Fernandez, and myself, Vahil Vigil, and we as women leaders who have developed and created our own organizations are coming together to produce this, the largest power luncheon that we have to date. We are expecting 200 to 300 attendees is the goal. We are making space for that many women to attend. And it's 4 hours of education, insight, collaboration, and networking. So it's in the beginning, what we ask is that our leaders provide a presentation. We talk about who you are, where you came from, what's your story, and then what do you do? What is your product that you offer? What is your services that you offer? And then what is your inspiration to the women sitting in the room? As we go through our educational program, we like to touch base on such things as, financial insights, on heart-centered insights, on business development insights, on, connecting and collaborating with your community to build a business. So it's really this very well-rounded presentation that talks about many facets of how to operate and how to run your organization. Then my favorite part is towards the end, and it's called Cake, Coffee, and Conversation. And because we're coming back to Sacramento for this, we get to have our baker who used to do my cakes. They are massive chocolate cakes and they are all plant-based. And
oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
They're so good. So we do this cake, coffee, and conversation, and we go around the room and we allow each woman to express her voice and introduce who she is, what her business is, what she offers, and then what does she need? And in that opportunity, we connect her with someone in the room so that she's like, I need social media marketing help. Whoever in that room can do social media marketing, we ask them to raise their hand so that they can connect. And so everyone leaves not only with education and insight and collaboration opportunities, but with an appointment in their calendar for, what's next. And just really have this wonderful opportunity to focus on our businesses, come together with all of our different circles. So my, you know, the women that I worked with at the Empowerment Empire might be different from the women that Joey is working with through the Wave Society, different from, you know, Empower Hours with Stephanie Mears. We're just global women wanting to come together and empower each other, empower women professionals, business entrepreneurs, women who think they might want to start a business. Like, come and immerse yourself, you know, in this power luncheon and see what it's all about, and surround yourself with really giving women.
Yes. And Vahil, like what you're talking about so much, like you're like making the cake and putting the cream and cherries on top. Like you're making all the things. I mean, like
it's
really
all inclusive.
Like there's really a cake. And what you receive as an attendee is not about all the things that you just share. It is, but it's not, because the value really comes in how it changes your life, how it changes the woman that you are. Because when we're around like-minded women, you know, we think we're so different, but we are so connected. We are so much more than that. And when you get to meet other women on a mission, it does something to your mission, to your spark that you feel. Even if you've been in business for a decade and you're like, okay, I'm going to go to this luncheon because I need that connection and I need to remember my path and my journey. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for 11 years. I know you've been on this path for a while, and I get hungry. I start like getting really thirsty to be around other women that can remind me of who I am, to see my own light, and to also, of course, bask in theirs and like learn from them and be mentored by them. There's something so beautiful in that. I honor you for creating the container, and I am so appreciative for being invited to be a part of it. And I know it's going to be a fantastic event.
You see the way that women walk out of the events, like eyes are just wide open, like strong air in the lungs. It's just, you are powerful when you walk out of these events, and you are so inspired to take yourself to that next level. You meet such phenomenal people by attending these power luncheons. Not only is it, like you were just saying, it's for your business, but it's for your heart and your soul and who you are as a person. If you have this drive, you know, to be a better professional, to be a better mom, to be a better business owner, to be a stronger woman, not afraid to show that strength that you have inside of you, this is an event for you. It will empower you. Right. It will lift you up and embrace all of the beautiful elements that are you. And I think that when we come together for something like this, it's mind blowing. It's life changing. It is an opportunity that so many women love. I have had many women come and bring their children, their young daughters. Several women will bring their partners, male or female partners. All walks of life are welcome. It really is a collaborative event focused on elevating yourself professionally, you know, on a heart-centered level, learning how to connect with your community, learning how to build a better self so that you can be a better person and build a better business.
Yes, I love it. And we're going to have a great time, and we'll make sure that there is a link in the show notes for you so you can buy your tickets and come and see us live. Like, that is so fun. That is the invitation. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. And what I was also going to say is you might meet your next business bestie there. You don't know who you're going to meet. You might meet someone who introduces you to the love of your life. Like, you really just don't know. And we do not put a cap on what you'll experience. We just say, you never know. Show up and just see what happens for you. Awesome. I love it. So we're going to wrap up our time, even though we could just keep on going, you know, there's so much to share. There's so much. We're going to have you back and dive into some, maybe some practices and some tips for all of our soul-led business ladies that listen. But I wanted to just kind of go back to your why, what really shows up for you. So out of all the things, as you journey, every day you wake up and you're on a mission and you're doing all of the things and you're doing such a beautiful job, but what do you think serves you the most? What really roots you, grounds you, and fuels you day in and day out? What is that for you?
My daughter, my little girl, and our experience, honestly, of going through domestic violence. That is what fuels me to be able to not ever experience that again, but to also empower other women to not have to deal with that again. When you are stripped of your identity, my daughter was about 4 years old when I entered into this relationship, and it completely destroyed my life. I lost my career. I lost my sense of self. I, you know, no longer had financial security. You know, I had never experienced that before. And the way that changes you, it took me a very long time to talk about it, because on the outside, you know, we looked like the perfect couple. Our resumes looked perfect together. You know, physically, we really matched up, you know, both very professional people. And, you know, behind closed doors, it was just certainly not the case. And so when you get out of that and you see, you know, you start to find yourself again and you realize who you are again, and you start feeling powerful again, you realize you don't ever want to be in that position, and you don't want anyone else to ever have to experience that situation. And so my why is to be able to create an organization that will help sustain my family so that I don't ever have to rely on someone else again if I don't want to, you know, so that I can give my daughter a life of, you know, of affluence, because that's not what I came from. So I feel like it's my destiny. It's my duty to continue to rise, to continue to create this generational wealth for my daughter, so that her family has another leg up when wanting to live their lives. Because when you live a life of despair, when you have nothing, you have, you know, you don't even have a house to live in that you feel safe, that is soul crushing. And I don't ever want to have to experience that again myself. And I don't want to have to have my daughter experience that as she grows into an adult. And I want to help to empower women who either are in that type of a situation or have experienced that, so that they know they have a way to support themselves, to create a wonderful life for themselves, because that is what we deserve. We deserve the opportunities that we desire.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that big part of your heart and your why. And there's so many of us who have walked along that same path. And it is so inspiring to see it be that thing that just serves you and strengthens you day in and day out. The thing that you would think would be the dark thing that you want to hide is the thing that you show in the light. And you do that for yourself to be empowered, right? Like, hello. And, and it's your driving force. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here. I had such a wonderful time. I feel like I know you on a deeper level now. This is why I love these episodes. I get to know you on these deep, deep levels, and you know, I've got you. I will be supporting you all along the way. Yes. Let us rise. Let us rise together, sister.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, until next time, you guys, thank you so much. And we will be checking in with Vahil, I'm sure, in the upcoming months. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, beauty. Thank you for listening to another episode. I so appreciate you listening and being part of the growth of this podcast. This year, we increased our listenership by 77%, which means you are loving what is coming down the pipeline. So please share, review, do all the things so we can grow our community. And speaking of community, I want to give you a heartfelt invitation to join the Wave Society community. You can find us at Instagram, wavesociety.co, and of course, the link is in the show notes. Have a beautiful, blessed day, my friend. And until next time.